Dan's question. What is your take between sort of satisfaction that you're into and stagnation that you want to just sort of be stagnant and not want to?
Well, I think one of the, you know, in terms of stagnation, you again sort of looking at the cultivation of wholesome qualities. So you always want to be trying to motivate yourself to be, yeah, to be more skillful, to be more reflective, to be more sensitive, to be more effective, to be more useful, so that there's that kind of motivation is really helpful for encouraging oneself. There's a the Buddha pointed to two qualities that were most effective for his own enlightenment, which are, I think is an interesting reflection in the sense that one was the willingness to put forth effort, and the other was the willingness to not be content with the things that he's achieved or gained. So that, I mean, there's, on the one hand, there is emphasis on contentment as a virtue with the situations and things you've got, but then on another level, there's a need to not stagnate in contentment and to put forth effort and to also be willing to not just rest on one's laurels or rest with, oh, it's good enough. There's a in Australia they've got a saying that's probably every culture has a saying that is a source of irritation and frustration. Near enough is good enough. Near enough is good enough, and then, which means, but basically, you don't have to put much effort in for anything. So that there is that tendency, and then for the Buddha saying, not to be content with just near enough is good enough. Be willing to invest in that sense of that there needs to be some kind of motivation and striving. And, we can make ourselves neurotic with that as well. It's an important quality. Because the Buddha isn't pointing to an ultimate contentment and stagnation and nothing happening. You don't need to do anything. And that's actually, say in Thailand, there was a time when the government actually was trying to forbid the monks for teaching contentment. Making it illegal to teach contentment.
What comes back to musical instrument analogy, like the lute, not too tight, not too loose.
There's
a point where it's right in tune.
And I think that recollection of when we're thinking of the right and wrong factors of the Eightfold Path, and that these aren't absolute black and whites. These are how does it tune into how do you dial into that harmonizing of these different factors so that they're effective in increasing the wholesome and decreasing the unwholesome in one's life.